6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Western Indonesia time. So make sure you stay tuned only on voinews.id at RI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI.
Don't even have to try. It comes easy for you. Oh, the way you move is so appealing. Could make me cry.
Oh, I'm driving.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I love for don't need anything, believe it. My heart feels rich when you're near me. There is no emptiness. Your special love, and I can feel it deep in my soul. I see you've given me much more. Thank you for the greatest gift of all.
Quote of the day: if you want to be a great leader, write like a journalist and speak like a storyteller. That's a quote from Indonesian national hero Hos Cokro Aminoto. Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Thank you so much for joining us. Our premiered 12-hour broadcast on voinews.id and RRI digital mobile app channel VOI. Listener, the very first information comes from the Bali Provincial Government, which is set to host the 7th Balinese Language Month on February 1st to the 28th, 2025, aiming to engage more young individuals. Head of the Bali Cultural Office, I Gede Arya Sugiarta, stated on Saturday that this year's event will primarily leverage digital content to present the Balinese language in a simpler and more accessible way. According to him, this year his site makes it more appealing with digital content and catchy phrases, utilizing everyday language that is easy to understand. The Bali Cultural Office is striving to inspire young people to preserve the Balinese language, script, and literature. Activities during the Balinese Language Month will include creating social media content featuring simple Balinese sentences reflecting daily conversations among peers. The 7th Balinese Language Month is taking place at the Taman Budaya Art Center on February 1st to the 28th, 2025, under the theme Jagat Kerti Jagrahita Samasta. This theme aims to make Balinese Language Month a platform for celebrating language, script, and literature as a means of raising awareness about the universe.
Screen time.
Yay!
But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Naturaku, merah putih benderaku. Hadir dari para pahlawan dengan tangan kosong. Lawan senjata, song-song. Penjajah, tolak. Menyerah, salah sendiri buat pejuangku marah. Oh, sekarang berbeda. Indonesia merdeka. Kau dan aku tak sama, jadi mengapa bersisa senyawa. Ayo clubber, ayo dangdutter. Juga penggemar Super Junior. Jangan cekcok, jangan bertengkar. Let's make up the world.
Merah putih
Indonesia, hey! Semua tangan di atas dari Sabang sampai Merauke. Ini pop patriotik, bukan sekedar musik. Yang penting tetap asik, sik, 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 asik.
Everyday I'm dangdutan.
Lo kawan atau lawan, it's time for us to become one. Kita berjuang dengan kata Indonesia trending topik dunia. Hingga tetes kalimat terakhir, perjuangan takkan berakhir. Kita kibarkan tersaka, kita bangkitkan bendera.
Merah putih teruslah kau berkibar. Di ujung tiang tertinggi, di Indonesia ku ini. Merah putih teruslah kau
Lingsir Wangi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wangi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Remekso in Wangi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
5, taking us back to 21 years ago, to 2004, a very great moment it was. And when it comes to 10 to 5, they are an Indonesian music group from Jakarta and releasing their debut album in 2004. And uniquely, fun fact from the name 10 to 5, it's because the personnel agreed that they have a band training session every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So, voila, 10 to 5. Initially in 1998 in Perth, Western Australia, Arif, the bassist, and Robin, the guitarist at that time, was still in college, and then they met the other personnel still in Perth, and then they formed 10 to 5 playing pop with a little bit jazz musical element. And very memorable band indeed from Jakarta, Indonesia, 10 to 5. We still have more music to play and information coming up next about news from Indonesia. So do stay tuned only on Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cantik, banyak mata melirik, tapi cuma bisa berbisik. Aku ingin kau tahu, aku suka padamu. Coba titip pesan untukmu. Telepon aku 7276 kali. Kau beri aku senyuman, beri aku isyarat, aku sangat berharap untuk bicara lebih jauh. Telepon aku 7276 kali.
Indonesia. Coming from the Mandalika International Street Circuit in Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, is set to host 4 international racing championships in 2025. Director of the Mandalika Grand Prix Association, Priyandi Satria, said the planned events include MotoGP, the Asia Road Racing Championship, the GT World Series Asia, and the Porsche Carrera Cup Asia.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Lalu cerita siapa mantanmu yang pernah berikan yang tak ku berikan. Aku bukanlah dirinya, dia bukanlah diriku. Jangan pernah membahas tanganmu selalu cerita lebih nyaman tanganmu yang pernah berikan yang tak ku berikan. Aku bukanlah dirinya, dia bukanlah diriku. Jangan pernah membandingkan aku dan dia. Dan aku akan buktikan ku lebih baik darinya. Cobalah untuk lupakan mantanmu.
Lupakan mantanmu or get over your ex, but make sure you will never ever get over Voice of Indonesia, because we are now airing in English on Indonesia today for 12 hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Western Indonesia time, as always on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. Besides enjoying our program, make sure you also send us feedback or share any interesting story of the day to our RRI Digital Mobile App chat room. You can share your story there or to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. You can mention us, send us a direct message to Instagram as well at VOI_official, at VOI_official. Or simply send a message to WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. Now it's time for me to take you to 2008 to enjoy a song by an Indonesian female singer and actress as well, the one and only BCL, standing for Bunga Citra Lestari. Pernah muda or used to be young.
Bilang papamu ku takkan buat kau berubah menjadi anak-anak yang nakal. Bilang mamamu ku cinta padamu dan aku tak pernah main-main. Biarkanlah saja dulu kita
Voice of Indonesia.
What a great song to describe Indonesia by Indonesian great singer as well. We've got Ayu Ting Ting, Fatin, Citra Scholastica, Angel Peters, Bagas Diva, and Petra. And now we would like to present another great thing as well from Indonesia, which is a feature about Topeng Palimanan or Palimanan Mask. Stay tuned only on Indonesia Today.
Besides being famous for the city of Srim, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. hardworking artists try harder to make Tari Topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. Coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Karmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 km away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Karmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topeng, or known as Topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya hajatan.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen Tari Topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. He used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we sold that. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned Tari Topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, Topeng Maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu,
at that time, Tari Topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit communities. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn Tari Topeng in depth. She has taught far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
Alhamdulillah, nggak sampai selesai, cuma
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Tari Topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Tari Topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Tari Topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih Mbak ya, ayo Neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani Nani taught tari topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java provincial government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
when we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette.
Kalau kita mau,
if we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariffs.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny nari.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade.
Mama,
but in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
I hina. Hope art and culture, particularly topeng Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Kadmini hoped the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level governments, especially districts, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda.
For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. PRG. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of tari topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrian Raharjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan.
Tari topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Topeng is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Indonesia.
Listener, in this edition of Music Corner, here is a Kroncong song entitled Sumpah I Love You or I Swear I Love You by Restiana De and accompanied by Mafia Kroncong. The song, created by an Indonesian noted musician Ahmad Dhani, and was popularized by a girl group Mahadevi in 2008. The song tells about the sincerity of someone who expresses her love. The song also illustrates how strong the love and the longing is. Here is the Kroncong version of Sumpah I Love You by Restiana De featuring Mafia Kroncong.
Aku tak bisa musnahkan kamu dari otakku. Sumpah
Here is Newsline. The fifth president of the Republic of Indonesia, Megawati Sukarnoputri, visited Rome, Italy on Sunday to give spirit to the children who were victims of the war in Palestine and Ukraine at the Unbroken Kids Alliance event at the San Salvatore in Lauro Museum. Megawati visited Rome with the Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, and other delegates, signing a joint commitment to save the rights of children who are victims in various parts of the world due to war. Moving on to Indonesian Ambassador to Bulgaria, concurrently Albania and North Macedonia, Iwan Bogananta, inaugurated the Honorary Consulate of the Republic of Indonesia, located in Obzor, Burgas, Bulgaria, on Sunday. According to Ambassador Iwan, in a press release from the Indonesian Embassy in Sofia in Jakarta on Monday, the appointment of the honorary consulate for the Burgas region is part of strengthening bilateral relations between Indonesia and Bulgaria, especially in the trade, investment, sociocultural, tourism, and employment sectors. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Berpenyajuan